Back in Camp Sheet Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night as we are cruising through our coverage area, coaches, as recapping and previewing of what's to come. Steve Putz is the head coach, the Edco girls basketball program, on the line with me now. As for the Vikings, they are 13-8 overall, 4-4 in the conference, third place behind Maquoketa Valley and Springville on the west side of the TRC. As we take a look at the last several games, Coach, since we last talked, we go back to that Maquoketa Valley game on the 22nd as a close game, 10 points win for Maquoketa Valley, 56-46, but much different. What you talked about of hoping it would be much different, of girls playing better, and it was from that 62-24 win for MV just before the Christmas break. So it showed some improvement there, fell to the Wildcats in Delhi by 10.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I said, we going into Christmas break, having that was our last loss was to them. So so we really worked on things, and then coming out of Christmas break, we had that actually that 7-game win streak after that, after Christmas break. So going back in the MV with that 7-game win streak to see kind of where we're at, you know, playing a really top team in our conference and the top team even in the state. So so it was good. Yeah, I was looking forward to that game to see where we were at, and I was happy with how we competed in that game, like you said, all the way through. Gave us a chance there. I mean, we're in the game going in the fourth quarter, so it was a good game, that back and forth as far as battling. They obviously had runs, and we had to kind of respond to runs. It was kind of one of those nights where we just it kept us frustrated, but the girls, you know, it took them a little while to believe, right, that we were in the game, because they were disrupting us what we wanted to do to get the ball inside, and they weren't letting it get out their outside shooting going early, and so we just kind of had to make some adjustments, and it just took us a little while to settle in. So it was good to see that the team could do that at one point there, and like I said, make a lot better game and competitive game from the first time we played them.
No doubt about it. As the next night, that Tuesday, last Tuesday, the 27th, they beat North Lynn 58-47, second time on the year to take down the Lynx at home, as your team played well at home and able to get past the Lynx again for the second time of the year.
Yeah, well, exactly. After coming off of that loss to MV and then playing North Lynn, right, it's been a long time since we beat them, let alone beat them twice in the same year. So we knew going in that was going to be a tough game. They would want to get that back. And, yeah, we came back and responded well in our home gym. And that game, too, was competitive. I believe it was like a one-point game. We had a one-point lead going into the fourth quarter in that game. And I was really happy with how the team responded and stepped up in that fourth quarter defensively again, just like we did at their place in the fourth quarter. We held them. We went on a 12-2 run in that fourth quarter to get that 11-point win. So I was really happy with the team's effort and how we played. And to hold North Lynn to 2 points in that fourth quarter says a lot about your team.
No doubt. A couple losses round out last week against good class 1A teams in Key High 59-39 and Springville 74-40. You came back this week, started with a win on conference flavor on the road at Fairbank, taking on Wapsie Valley, and took down the Warriors by 5.
Yeah, no, exactly. On those other games, like I said, traveling both back-to-back nights, Thursday going to Key and then traveling to Springville the next following night. Most of those games just came down to rebounding in those games. We gave up 22 offensive rebounds at the Key High game, so that's just something we can't have happen if we're going to compete with those top teams like they are. And it's kind of the same thing with Springville, just giving up too many rebounds and not getting rebounds. So things we need to work on, things we worked on tonight in practice. And then, like I said, to round out our season already there on Monday night, playing Wapsie, going there to Wapsie. They're a decent team. They're a competitive team. They're better than what their record shows, being in 2A there. And we came out there and played really well. We scored 40 points in that first half, getting a little lead there. So it was nice getting right back on to things. And in that stretch, when we went on that, I think we went on an 8-3 run since Christmas break. So I was really happy with how we played. And in those 8 wins we had, we've averaged over 60 points a game. So really happy with where we're at offensively, right? When you can score 60 points in a game, you're going to win a lot of games. And so we just need to fix a few things with rebounding and that going into tournament time, and looking forward to see who we have when the tournaments come out tomorrow night.
Indeed. Tomorrow afternoon around 3:45, the Union will release those pairings. And just like that, the regular season is in the books. That was a quick 21 games, finishing up earlier than most teams around here. Still a game or two left for most clubs, but because of the way the schedule is set up this year, you round it out on Monday night, the regular season. Still may do a scrimmage or maybe add one game in, just so there's not that long of break in there, depending on if you have to play next Thursday night or not. So that's the mindset here as your team gets ready for the postseason.
Yep, exactly. Try to get that one more in there, whether it's a scrimmage and whatever it may be, and get the rust knocked back off. And the girls and I, we're all excited, right, with the tournament and where the seeding comes out and where it takes us.
Indeed. All right. Best of luck as we will talk down the road here, Coach. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for your time as always.
All right. Thanks, Swish.
Steve Putz, the head coach of the Edco Vikings here on the program. More after this from KMCH Sports.